A new comedy premieres in the U.S. tomorrow on HBO. The subject is not very funny, nuclear annihilation. NPR's Netta Ulaby talked to the creators of The Brink, who say it draws from a comic tradition that had its heyday in the 1960s and 70s.
Comedy like Dr. Strangelove.
Target distance, 7 miles.
That's the kind of sharp, political, scripted humor that inspired the Benabib brothers. Older brother Roberto is known for writing and producing the TV show Weeds. His younger brother Kim is also a writer. They cut their comedic teeth as kids on social satires like Dr. Strangelove, MASH.
Catch-22, the films of Paddy Chayefsky, The Hospital, Network, all movies that had a lot on their mind.
That's why Roberto Benabib and his brother decided to make a comedy that moved away from the office and family-based sitcoms we see so much of now.
Well, the show is about geopolitics, but it's also about nuclear proliferation.
Evening, Mr. Ambassador. Looking forward to the party tonight.
The tension in The Brink comes from being on the brink of nuclear warfare, from the Situation Room in the White House.
What's going on in Pakistan?
There are anti-government protests on the streets of Karachi and Islamabad.
To being at those protests with an arrogant State Department employee and his Pakistani driver.
Something's not right.
That's no gay pride parade.
They're still protesting the election results.
Where do they find time to do all this protesting? Don't they have jobs?
To the cockpit of a bomber deployed in response to the crisis.
Oh, man. The Xanax is starting to kick in.
The Brink is unabashedly lefty, with a political point of view that might have been difficult to sell to a network. But not, says creator Roberto Benabib, to HBO.
The fact that there are no commercials, so they're not beholden to advertisers, so there's no pressure there.
Meaning they can criticize U.S. foreign policy by showing us a Situation Room filled with clueless ideologues who have to deal when Pakistan's taken over by a certifiably crazy former general. Only a few people, including the head of the CIA, even know who he is.
It's Umar Zaman, the former general. He's ex-ISI leader.
He's our guy.
He was our hand-picked guy until he turned radical.
And a president incapable of making a decision in crisis. Roberto Benabib says that character may be based on things he was told by people who've actually been in the Situation Room.
I'm not going to name names here, but there is an element to President Navarro and perhaps other presidents who did not know what they were going to do.
Until someone convinced them. The Benabibs had to research three completely different worlds: the White House, the military, and the country and people of Pakistan.
Uncle, I need to borrow your car.
Of course. And if on the way back you can stop and pick up some salty snacks before all the stores get looted, for this coup, we are going to be prepared.
We did an enormous amount of research. We knew that this show wouldn't play unless the backdrop of it was accurate.
Like a Pakistani family drawn realistically.
And I'll say sympathetically.
Yeah, I think that was very important to us. Just knowing that there's this vast middle class that's educated and professional and moderate, that's not something you see on American television.
The military's cut off cell reception.
They do that a lot?
Yeah, it's a Pakistani tradition.
That's Moeed Yusuf. He's an expert in U.S.-Pakistani foreign relations at the United States Institute of Peace. And he enjoyed The Brink.
Quite honestly, I mean, this was hilarious.
Yusuf did have a few issues with the premise, including the idea that a nuclear missile could fall into the wrong hands.
I mean, at least the way they present it, it's almost like, you know, it's a cupcake that somebody's going to run away with.
But much of the show rang true, he said, from the family's conversations to the political sausage-making.
A lot of this, quite honestly, probably happens in the real world.
A real world overripe for old-school scripted political satire. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.